Hey, everybody, welcome to Pittsburgh Comic Podcast number 106, and Adam can't stop yawning. That's a good start. I'm Colin McMahon, owner of Pittsburgh Comics, and joining me tonight are...
Adam. Pat.
Small group, but that's good. We'll be focused.
And that's right.
Won't go off on bizarre tangents. Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right.
So lots of news. I made the executive decision to not talk about the Image announcements, not because I don't like Image, but there were so many of them, and it would take up pretty much like an hour just to talk about them. I started writing them down, and I realized this is just too much. So we're going to skip that. Well, there's lots and lots of good books and lots of creators going to Image. You got the Snyder book. You got a Kyle Higgins book. Remender's adding another one.
Well, they got a lot of people.
Yeah. And I think Fraction has another one. Kelly Sue DeConnick has a book. So it's there's a ton of announcements, but there's lots of stuff out there.
Since they pulled them off of the Inhumans book.
Who? Fraction? Well, yeah, but I don't know.
That's okay. It was all right.
Yeah, he was happy to leave.
He was happy to get fired.
Yeah, well, you know, things happen.
Yeah, stuff happens.
Good thing he wasn't a DC, because then it would have been ugly.
He would have just been like, this
is editorial interference.
It's all DC's fault.
So, but there's lots of stuff online about that, because I was going to try to talk about him and then, like, give a brief synopsis of what the book was about, and I realized this is going to take a long time, so. There's other places you can find that info. But lots of interesting-looking stuff. And I don't know how soon any of that is coming, too. Like, most of the announcements are, like, you know, 2 or 3 months ahead of time. Like, one of the big announcements that we'll talk about next. But,
there's a bunch of Ultimate
announcements. Yes, we'll be talking about those.
Weird.
Very exciting. I'm so happy because I love...
I really thought that was going to come to an end.
No, because it's doing so well. People love the Ultimate Universe. But we'll get started because now people are confused. They're like, what is he talking about?
What
Whoa,
was that?
I'm sorry.
Was somebody just shot?
No. But Art Rooney is expecting Troy Polamalu to remain in Pittsburgh and will explore restructuring his contract.
So. I thought when it... When
that's breaking news.
Art Rooney is having... I thought he was going to have a baby. I was like, what?
Yeah, sure.
How does this happen?
He's having a Samoan.
Guys don't have babies, Adam.
I know that.
Okay.
Give me the two action figures. You got Harley.
Yeah, no, no. Okay.
You can do that on your own time.
So I don't remember if we talked about this last week, but we were just talking about it a little bit before the podcast. And I figured that made a good one to start with because I don't remember last week's podcast.
Talking about what?
I was going to talk about the Star Wars going to Marvel because that was kind of the last thing we were talking about. And I said, hey, why don't we stop talking about this and talk about it on the podcast?
I think it's terrifying.
Why are you terrified, Adam?
It's scary that they're going to Marvel.
Why?
Because I don't want them to go to Marvel.
Marvel's the house of ideas. Don't you want to read all new Star Wars?
You didn't say good. You didn't say good ideas.
But it makes sense. I mean, as soon as
Star Wars
you knew
was acquired,
you knew it was going to happen.
Yeah.
But it also allows them, you know, you don't have to worry about things going off canon. You know, mm-hmm. Okay, that didn't really happen, this didn't really happen. Now, essentially, what happens in the comics, you can say, okay, this is canon from now on.
You know, green rabbits? Big green
dead,
rabbits?
Good or bad.
Truthfully, okay. I don't think it's going to bother me that much because I don't read that many Star Wars
right.
books.
Yeah.
But like I said, I'm very excited about the newest member of the Guardians of the Galaxy, so that's going to be cool. Jar Jar.
R2-D2.
No, because you got Angela, who doesn't fit, and we'll get Jar Jar,
who doesn't fit there.
So it's a perfect place for him.
Maybe Rocket will shoot him in the
Maybe.
First issue.
Maybe. That could be
Maybe
good.
That'll be penance to all the fans.
Okay, my big concern for that, just as the retailer, is there's a lot of Star Wars graphic novels that sell very well. And, you know, hopefully Marvel will keep them in print, but I don't have a lot of faith.
Does this mean you're going to get, like, the old Marvel Star Wars stuff that they used to make?
Well, you can get that right now. Dark Horse has reprinted all that, yeah. But just, you know, I think back to when the Avengers movie came out and you had that little cameo of Thanos in the back. And at that point, Infinity Gauntlet had been out of print for a while. It's like, okay, so. And then, you know, their opinion was probably, well, how are we supposed to know? It's like,
but everybody
how
likes
am
Thanos.
I supposed to know?
Yeah.
Well, Thanos is a lovable character.
He's very lovable.
He's cuddly.
Yeah, with those little dimples in his chins, you can just, you know, snuggle
up
there.
Are those dimples? I thought those were tumors.
I don't know what they are. I think it makes him look like a Skrull.
He does. What's up with that?
No.
I've always thought that, too.
Maybe
Why don't they just make some sort of connection with that? Like, he's a Kree Skrull baby.
You know, you just gave
away
the plot line of the third Avengers movie.
No, fourth Avengers movie. This third one's going to be, I don't
or the fifth. I'm sure it'll go on as long as
probably you know,
as long as people keep going.
As long, like we were just talking about,
as long
Police
as Tom
Academy.
Hiddleston is in the movie,
as
they'll
long
keep
as
going.
Police Academy. Yeah.
How are they going to get Thor in every Avengers movie? I haven't figured that one out.
Well, but that's the thing about the Avengers. They don't really need Thor. They need Captain America.
No, but you have to have Tom Hiddleston to get the women. See? That's why we're getting a Loki book that looks like kind of randomly almost. Well, yeah.
John Travolta should come to the Avengers universe.
No, oh, there you go. Say the podcast.
He might. John, if you're out there.
Well, he showed up on like one of those TV Land shows.
Okay.
So.
Welcome back, Otter.
With Kirstie Alley.
Okay.
That new one. Yeah.
Needed a paycheck?
Yes. His pilot land license.
Okay. Now the next big news item that I know Adam is very excited about. Peter Parker returns.
Who?
You know. Spider-Man.
The spirit of Spider-Man?
The spirit of Spider-Man, yes.
No, I didn't say the spirit.
But Marvel announced that in April, shockingly, right before the movie, there will be the return of Peter Parker. And I read something now. I'm not sure how all this works together, but I was trying to get prepared for the podcast. And I read that there is going to be a digital-only story written by Dan Slott and Joshua Fialkov about an amnesiac Peter Parker who is now suddenly back in the body but doesn't remember everything that happened. Oh. And my concern is that the return of Peter Parker is actually going to be in this digital comic.
Hmm.
That would be a kick in the face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what was quite upsetting about the issue of Superior Spider-Man today, they had that insert. When I picked it up, you know, because of the way it goes,
yeah.
And then it's right there. It's like, wait a second.
Oh, it was in the insert.
Well, no, but that's okay. Where they...
Because I didn't open it up.
Well, that's where you see Peter Parker coming back. And it's like, wait a second.
Okay.
Why would they put the insert there that gives away the whole story, right? Like, why do you put it? Why not put it at the front of the book? Or put it at the back of the book? Like, you put it there and you've given it away. Come on, Marvel. Or maybe that was the point.
Maybe.
He's pick it up.
My book.
I am. I don't, because I don't remember that.
You knew it was in there.
Oh, I know it's in your bag. I know you just bought it. Adam, the biggest kangaroo fan. Maybe they'll bring back the kangaroo.
Wow. That would be amazing.
Like right.
No, goats.
Sorry, I realize this is very non-visual. Oh, okay.
Like, what?
Yeah. At least it wasn't a two-page... Well, yeah, no, it wasn't.
What's with these stupid inserts?
Well, to be honest, it's kind of funny because it's like basically adding 4 pages to the book, so it makes the books thicker.
Yeah.
Makes you think like you're getting more.
I thought that
Yeah.
Especially since it was a
$4.99 and really? What I like is that insert is of heavier stock than the rest of the pages.
Yeah.
Even heavier stock than the cover. I enjoyed that. And also, because of that, it gives every Marvel book a red... Especially when I'm sorting them in the short box, all the Marvel books looked red because that page is red on the top.
Yeah.
And so it was funny. You could see Marvel, DC, Marvel. Just kind of funny. So is everybody excited about Peter Parker coming back?
Yeah. I mean, I think I'm ready for it.
Yeah.
I think it's time. Been a year. Spider-Man's been out for a while.
I enjoy the way the two different companies work. Just in the sense, like, they've revealed this, you know, it's not happening until April, so we're 3 months away, and they're revealing this, which makes kind of the next 3 months of books...
pointless.
Not necessarily pointless, but kind of, you know where it's going now.
Yeah. Well, that's what I told when I was talking to you through text messages, and I tweeted Dan Slott, and I told him that, too. I said, it's not necessarily that mad that it's happening. Or, you know, because I kind of expected it.
Yeah.
I'm mad because, you know, it's like reading a book already knowing what the ending's going to be.
Right.
And, you know, what is... I don't know. It just seemed like a stupid move on their part. I mean, I knew it was going to happen, but I don't want to know it's going to happen. It's almost like if they told me way beforehand that they were going to break Batman's back, you know?
What?
And they were just like...
That happened?
This is going to happen, and then we see Bane do it, but we've already seen it happen. So what was the point of reading this?
Yeah. Now, on the flip side is you have DC, where they've done this before, but Like Nightwing, his fate is kind of up in the air in Forever Evil.
Yeah.
But they're still soliciting regular Nightwing books, and they're even soliciting Nightwing books after Forever Evil. Uh-huh. But they have done this before where something has happened, even though, like, I think it was specifically Flash, where they ended Flash, but they had solicited issues that were never going to come out, just as a ruse so that people okay. wouldn't know what's going on. So Nightwing might not make it out of Forever Evil, even though he's being shown
wouldn't
in
be
Forever
crazy,
Evil after
though,
the fact.
If he did not make it out
right,
of this,
no, but I'm just saying
Batman's gonna snap.
If, right, but they leave yeah. things, but they still leave it a mystery. You know, like nobody had any idea Damian was dying in issue 8, but I doubt there was stuff in issue. Well, yeah, there was a fake cover for
yeah.
number 9, Batman Incorporated number 9, or maybe it was Batman and Robin. It was Batman and Robin.
Yeah.
Not a fake cover, but just a different cover yeah. used, so you not to give it away. And I prefer not knowing.
Yeah.
Now, granted, and now DC's pretty good about not telling that stuff. Like, Marvel would have a press release on Monday spoiling the book that comes out Wednesday. They like to do that as well.
Yeah.
So just a little different take. And my concern, just publicity-wise, is Marvel likes to do stuff really early like this, but now it's up to everybody to remember it's not coming out for three
yeah.
more months.
Well, we know they like to do things early, like Thanos. They announced
yeah.
it at Avengers, and now we're being...
Yeah. But just sometimes part of the problem is that people then, you know, they'll hear about it. Well, they'll hear about it, and they'll come in. And,
yeah.
you know, can I get that book? Well, it's
not
out
for
three more months.
And by that time, they forget about
exactly.
it, and it'll come back.
Exactly. And, you know, like they always say, the news media.
And, yeah, they did have all press releases, because they had it in the news.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, no, they like leaked it. It wasn't
yeah.
like somebody found
out.
Oh,
no, they did, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, they put it out there, so.
But
yes.
it wasn't just, like, in, like, comic news. It was in, like, national news
yeah.
that this was happening.
But the problem now, when it ships, you know, the week before the movie in
yeah.
April, the news sites
so
aren't
really,
going to say, oh, look, it's finally here.
Yeah.
You
yeah.
know?
It's
so
going
I just don't know if they're
with, with us comic book people, we're going to know. But with us, with, you know, your regular people that you might be trying to bring in new business with,
yeah.
it's not doing anything for.
Correct. And like, and then you guys were talking about it would be neat if they kept Doc Ock, Superior Spider-Man, and
yeah.
Amazing Spider-Man.
It seems like their kind of move.
But it does. I just don't, like, you brought up the clone stuff. I don't know
yeah,
if they're going to
no
revisit
idea.
The clones.
Because
we already have a clone in Scarlet Spider, new member of the New Warriors.
Kane.
Kane.
Well, Doc Ock is also a master of robotics. Maybe he finds a way to put his consciousness in a robot, and you have a robo-spider.
This is what I want to know, and I do love Dan Slott for this. He is I love him and hate him for this, actually. He has the ability to make a bunch of characters, more than I think a lot of people do. They throw in all sorts of new types of people. Like, we have this new love interest of Doc Ock's, which I actually am starting to get kind of creeped out by it.
The girl?
I kind of
yeah.
like her a little bit.
I like her, but she just creeps me out. Not her.
Do you have a problem with little people? Is that the problem?
That's what I was
going
to
say.
No.
Yeah. Well, did you hear somebody said that online? They said that it's basically a female version of Dan Slott.
Nice.
And they told him, and he thought that was funny. That's another
sure
thing
he
like, about Dan Slott.
Yeah.
He finds...
They tracked
like
that
point.
Person down and killed him. Yeah. one thing I do have, like, this storyline has been very interesting, especially because I read the first three parts back to back to back. So I enjoyed that. Menace is all of a sudden, how do I put this? Is all girl and boobs and everything. Where no, before you assumed
that's
it was a guy, and
problems,
then all of a sudden
yeah.
they announce it's a girl. And also, has she always been Carly's sister? I don't remember
she's
that
not,
early
she's not
on.
Her sister. She's her, like, I keep thinking she's, like, her half-sister or stepsister or something.
Oh, okay, because they're definitely referring to them as sisters, and I'm like, I do not remember that being a plot point that all
yeah,
of a sudden Carly was related
to
Norman.
That. I always
or...
thought they were friends, but they were almost like sisters.
Okay,
because
like they definitely it. Making mention, especially in this issue, that they are sisters.
Yeah, they did point that out. But,
okay.
yeah, they did make a... I think, like, that's been a while.
Okay, because I didn't remember that at all.
That was... that Menace storyline was what, the beginning of Big Time?
Yeah. Or maybe even before that. That was part of, like, Election Day right after that.
Yeah.
So that was really weird. I remember when they revealed that it was a woman.
Oh,
you're
yeah,
just like,
no, Big Time.
What?
Yeah, that was, what was the first stories? Brand New Day. That's what it was about.
Okay, yeah.
Brand new DAC.
Because Big Ten was the beginning of, like, the slot.
Yeah.
Specific run.
Yeah. I'm not too happy about the artist choice. I'm not a huge
Ramos
fan. Yeah. I've loved Stegman's work, though. I think he's done a
well.
Really
he's
good
doing
job.
Wolverine, the new
yeah,
Wolverine number one.
Yeah, I think he
would have
been better off staying with Spider-Man.
And he'll be on that at least through the first 12 issues.
Yeah,
until and then
they decide to
when they
it
relaunch
over
it with the new number
was...
one, yeah, with Zombie Wolverine or whatever the big reveal is going to be in issue 12. Well, there are more characters returning. Can you handle more, Adam? No, he can't.
I think Wolverine should go to space, like the Punisher did.
Yeah, because that Space Punisher, that was the best series.
It was,
I read
it
the
was
first
the
issue of that and went,
so did I.
Wow,
it was the
bomb.com. No. I did just sell the trade and had to reorder it.
Really?
And that was one of those, do I reorder those? but Nightcrawler is returning. Who yeah. saw that coming?
Nah. We all did because
anyone
they have a book.
But
about it.
Written by Chris Claremont?
Now, that I didn't see coming.
No,
at
neither
all.
Did I, because I didn't think he was allowed to work for them
anymore.
I didn't
anymore. Think he was living still.
No, I knew he was living, and I knew he was under contract to Marvel, but they were like, he was under contract to do nothing. So that's kind of interesting that they're bringing back the elf.
So what? How does that work? He's not. He can't work if he's under contract?
Well, he's under contract. Marvel pays him a salary, I'm guessing.
So he's got okay, like so a non-compete.
He
right.
doesn't have to do anything? He just gets paid
I don't
until
know. You need
happens.
To talk to him. But, like, he hadn't written anything.
Well,
he,
we never
saw that
he's
X-Men
under contract
gold.
With Marvel. They won't let us ask.
He cleans so. Up, throw up, and it's a small world at Disney. That's always allowed to do.
That's what he does.
But, so Nightcrawler's coming back. So we'll see. I mean, it was kind of obvious that he was coming back, but... and then one of my favorite characters is coming back, and I could not be more excited.
Gorilla Bob?
Gorilla Bob is not coming back, but very similar to Gorilla Bob is Dupe. Dupe returns getting his own 5-issue miniseries.
There's a lot of people yeah. online, like, against this.
No, I'm not against it. I think
I'm
it's
not
great.
Either,
now, I look at it. Now, if I did not care for Dupe, I'd be like, why? This is going to sell, like, 8,000 copies. But I will be one of the 8,000, so...
But I like Dupe. If you enjoy it, then it's all
about it. Yes, and it kind of makes me wonder, you know, say, okay, well, why am I complaining about this other book that they're doing? Because that might be somebody else's favorite.
What happened to Howard the Duck?
I don't know.
George Lucas.
Well, yeah, that's true.
Hey, that really does work now.
Yeah,
George
it does.
Lucas,
yeah.
That
was his fault.
Did he sell that back to him as well?
Now, I do have to admit, I did not read any further on this one, so I do not know any details. But another character is coming back.
Wally West?
That is correct, sir.
Yep. Yeah, I saw that.
But I did not click through on the article to see
I don't think they really
any more
said
details.
Much about it.
No.
I saw it was like in a Flash annual.
Whenever when the new writer takes over, that's when he's supposed to be coming back.
Okay. Well, good. People are going to be happy about that.
Or is
that.
It coming back, or is he's making his new 52
debut? That might be, yeah, that might be a
or he's
way
coming
to
back.
Yeah.
Oh, man, that would be crazy.
Yeah.
Because he could travel through stuff like, what's his face? Barry.
And, he can travel through stuff like what's his face. That's
yeah,
very good.
Travel
yeah.
through comic books.
Now, the next book is the best book I've ever read. It stars that guy, and it's written by Huzitz, and starring Whatsitz.
That guy does the art, right?
Yes, Whatsitz.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I'm agreeing with you.
Okay. Okay. More news. More. See, I am so prepared for news today.
No,
this
you're
is
not.
Crazy.
What about Image?
No, I wasn't prepared for it. But Batman TV show coming to DVD
isn't
in 2014.
Weird? Oh, yeah. I saw that, too.
Really?
Finally.
The one from 1966?
Yes.
That's awesome.
Yes.
Can so, I reserve my copy?
What about
today?
Blu-ray?
Sure. What?
What about Blu-ray?
I don't know. That's all
DVD?
We know.
This is ridiculous.
Well...
That's
I'm going to stab you.
With a highlighter.
Hold on. I'm not done with this. The whole series or just like
No, as far
one?
As I know, it's probably going to be the whole series. It was
okay.
only, what, 3 seasons?
Yeah, it was only 3 seasons.
Yeah.
But you
no,
didn't
I'm
get
sure.
Batgirl until...
Well, we didn't... not a lot of details, but just kind of announced that it's coming.
There was also an announcement for another Batman TV show.
Yeah.
What? Oh, the Gotham. Yes. Yes, where lots of people are going to be in it. So that's interesting. We'll see how that one goes. But if it's anything like Arrow... I don't even want to say in tone, but in
supposedly they
production.
What
I guess
said,
would be the best
be
way to say
closer to the way Smallville was.
But okay. See, I have a real problem with that because if I want to watch that type of show, like as I said, Bruce Wayne's going to be a character.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so his parents get killed, and you know Jim Gordon's a cop already, and you know but it's going to focus on Jim Gordon. So, you know, he's a kid. What are you going to show? Batman, you know, moping with Alfred for 20 episodes? And, you know, and I guess when I read it, they had said that he'll put the cowl on in the last episode.
And it'll still be
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Okay.
So, you know, very similar to what they did with Smallville. Right. But the question is, you're either planning on this show lasting for 10 seasons, or he's going to go through very rapid, like, there's going to be a lot of time jumps in that series, which
I
don't like.
What's funny, though, is it'll still be more interesting than S.H.I.E.L.D.
So how do you really feel about S.H.I.E.L.D., Adam? I caught most of last night's episode. I missed a little bit of it.
I didn't watch it.
But I saw, like, the beginning, and I saw the end, and I missed a little bit in the middle. But I saw a lot of Coulson moping.
Them all up, it doesn't even make any difference.
I saw Coulson moping, and I saw Sky finding out something about her parents, and a group of S.H.I.E.L.D. agents died to protect her or
At
something.
At least have Jarvis in an episode or something.
Jar Jar?
Jarvis.
Oh, okay.
As an actual butler,
but I did
not
see,
a robot.
I did see that they finally created I don't necessarily a villain, but I think it is a villain, and they have some overarching guy flying around in an airplane that can't land.
It's the Gibbon.
That's the Gibbon? Okay. Okay, so I'm going to have
to... People are going
to
believe us.
I was trying to watch it today, but my internet went down here at the store, which was fun. Okay.
What's fun?
When the internet
goes
out
on a
Wednesday. Don't do that.
Yeah, I didn't do it. It wasn't my fault. Okay, more casting and... Well, more S.H.I.E.L.D. Bill Paxton is joining the S.H.I.E.L.D. as something.
Yeah.
But it looks like he's going to be, like, a hard-ass agent or something like that. That was...
Bill Paxton. He's the guy from...
Stuff.
He's Stuff. He's not Bill Pullman.
Independence
no.
Day?
No, that's Bill Pullman.
Right.
Bill Paxton, is he the guy
You'd recognize
Titanic?
Him if you saw him.
He was the guy who was like the guy... he's the underwater researcher guy.
Yes,
research,
yes,
yeah. I couldn't remember any other movie
no,
he was
no,
in.
Neither could I. But he's coming to the S.H.I.E.L.D., so it looks like they're trying to make some changes, which is good. And Michael Douglas has been cast as Hank Pym in the next Avengers. Yeah, I agree.
It's Hank Pym's granddad or something.
Yeah, because he's 70 years old. So I'm not... Because somebody's like, oh, it's going to be a flash... I'm like, a flashback? That doesn't make any sense. Oh, going back to the 60s, here he's really old. You know, where are you going with that?
Well, but I think that you almost have to do that because otherwise the time... Or it's a forward, you know, the movie's in the future... Because otherwise it just doesn't make sense.
Wait. Okay. What if it is... Nah, I don't know. I was thinking, what if it's... What if they're both Hank Pym?
Well, no, because they announced the other guy's going to be Scott Lang.
Oh, so they did finally announce it?
Well, yeah, because the other thing it says, this is going to be a heist movie. So it's essentially going to be Lang stealing the...
Well, you remember who Scott Lang is?
Yeah.
No. I have no idea who Scott Lang is, other than he died in Avengers Disassemble.
Okay, well, he died, but he was basically a thief. He was a bad guy.
I thought Eric O'Grady was a thief.
Okay, he wasn't a bad guy.
Yeah, he was like an electrical engineer.
He was stealing this to...
save his daughter.
Yeah, which is Cassandra.
Okay, yeah. The dead one. Yeah.
Yeah, she's dead too. And, but he stole the Ant-Man suit to steal or whatever. And
that gets stolen a lot, apparently. Okay.
Well, Hank Pym's an alcoholic.
He's just a
and
wife beater.
He's a wife beater.
Oh, yeah, he is.
And apparently he's very
Tony
old.
Tony Stark's the alcoholic.
I'm sure he has a couple.
His Marvel characters are screwed up.
You're just stand
Cap,
projecting
just
all of his issues on the characters.
Like it's normal because in his time it was normal.
Right.
Yeah, back then you could beat your wife and nothing happened to you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Reed Richards.
That's how it was back then, yeah. What about Reed Richards?
He beat his wife a few times.
Well, he spanked her. I don't
know. No. You know what?
Her.
No. In the Fantastic Four universe, Sue Storm would have beat Reed Richards.
Just choked off his oxygen. Yeah, then what does
well,
he do?
Yeah.
Even if they didn't have powers.
Yeah, he is a little wishy-washy.
Yeah. She would smack him around.
Or send Ben. Yeah.
Frankly,
he outkicked his coverage. I think we can all agree on that.
Well, we can all say, though, that in the Fantastic Four, the strongest character in the Fantastic Four, I have to think.
Johnny Storm.
No, is Sue. I'd say she could take all of them out.
Well, yeah, she could snuff out Johnny's flame. And,
So there you go.
Well, if they have no power fight.
And I actually like her better than actual, like, her as a character. I don't know. I mean, Reed, he has his issues. But the more hero-type character, I think, would be Ben and her.
Yeah.
I don't think Reed's out there to be a hero, per se.
No, he's out there to pursue science.
He's doing good, but his good is never good.
Never good?
Never good.
His good is never good.
Not as good at all.
Kind of good?
Not.
A little good?
Not any good. What's funny is every issue recently, how they end the stories with him is he does something, he screws up, and then they're like having some sort of like disagreement.
Oh, Reed.
Yeah.
That's okay, because the last issue came out today. So
it did.
We're never going to have another Fantastic Four book. It's a shame. I can't believe it was the finale of the series.
I'm happy they're done with
it. At issue 16. Yeah, so now they're getting red suits.
Yeah. They're getting back to basics.
Yeah.
Instead of just going back to blue.
Crazy.
So how do we get to that from Michael Douglas?
We were talking about
wife beating.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on.
He wears a wife beater?
Our standard topic.
Who cares if he wears a wife beater? Let's
Then the next thing is the overhaul of the Ultimate Universe, giving us all new Ultimates.
So what number of overhaul is this?
This is at least number
12?
3.
Oh.
Is it going to be Ultimates all new number 1 now?
It very well could
point
be.
GAL?
Which is kind of funny.
No, it's 4. Ultimates? Ultimate Comics, then after Ultimatum.
I think Ultimate Comics was after Ultimatum, though. Because all the original titles ran until Ultimatum.
When I think you're right.
Yeah. So I think it's the third, but the last one didn't go well. And I noticed there's 3 titles. There's All New Ultimates, Miles Morales Ultimate Spider-Man, and Ultimate FF. Bendis, of course, will not let go of Ultimate Spider-Man. Josh Fialkov is doing Ultimate FF, and a new guy is doing All New Ultimates. He does a book called Copra that I've heard lots of, but I've never seen. So it's like, they're grabbing one of those hot young indie guys again, which they did last time when they put on Sam Humphries and Nick Spencer. So we'll see if this goes, but they have to have some catch. They can't just throw this book out there. Because
otherwise it's going
to
be
there needs to be something to bring new people in, because the Ultimate fans are dwindling. A lot of my books are down to single digits. And
well, as I told you, the
it's
Ultimate.
Not viable.
As I've said viable. Before, Ultimatum killed.
Yeah. That killed all like the old school, but they're not doing. I don't see anything yet to bring the new people in. Just having Miles Morales isn't really enough.
I think it was good that they had the Ultimate Universe the way it was because of the movies. If you think about it, like, how it was basically just kind of an updated version.
Right,
of
well, that was the whole point
like the
from
movies.
The beginning, yeah.
And if a new person would go out, like, some kid went out and saw the movie, the Avengers, well, they don't have an Avengers, book.
Ultimates?
You could say,
all new Ultimates.
Here's Ultimates. Wow, geez, I wouldn't give a kid Ultimates. That's a pretty nasty book.
Yeah, true. Well, it was Mark Miller.
So I don't know what they were thinking, but Spider-Man, Ultimate. I started reading Ultimate Spider-Man, and I just don't get what they did exactly. I like Miles Morales. I think he's an interesting character, but just the whole Ultimate Universe, I don't see a point to it anymore. I just read Amazing Spider-Man.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I read the first couple Miles Morales ones, and then it just seems to,
Yeah. I didn't mind him at first.
And then this Cataclysm thing seems to be going on forever. So.
Well, Galactus takes a while.
Right, but I mean, this has basically been... Hasn't it been going on since the end of Age of Ultron?
Well, if you remember Secret...
Well, no, because they had Hunger first, and that went on for like 3 months. And
That's true. But it just... The end of the... all this has been going on for a while.
Well, if you remember Secret Wars, Galactus built his planet-eating machine throughout the whole series. So he takes a long time.
Okay, I didn't realize.
Yeah
eating a planet, even one bite at a time.
Yeah, you're just not experienced.
Yeah. You're right. Eating planets, you're right.
Yeah, it's like eating elephants. You do it one bite at a time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the news I have.
That's it?
That's it.
That's a podcast.
No.
You, what is this? You have Avengers World number
I do.
One. Did that come out today?
No, it came out last week, and I read it. So I figured we'd talk about comics that we've read.
I don't know if I'm going to read it.
Okay, well, I'll give you a quick synopsis.
Was Gorilla Bob in it?
No, but it was Avengers. Basically, it starts...
He was the villain.
I'm still proud of Bobby Hitler.
I don't think it's a good idea to say I'm proud of anything Hitler.
I'm just saying I'm proud of that. I think that was a good analogy. Basically it starts off with Cap and Bruce Banner coming up onto the bridge at S.H.I.E.L.D. and Maria Hill kind of saying, oh, you know, I'm glad you're here. Here's all these things going on. We have a problem here that needs to be addressed, a problem here, a problem and all around the world. So they send different Avengers teams to deal with these problems. And what I liked about it was just it was back on Earth. You know, it was Avengers dealing with AIM and dealing with Madripoor. And I forget what the other ones were. But stuff instead of, oh, look, like in the last New Avengers where you had yet another outer space thing coming to kill the world. How many times have we seen that? You know, this is the fourth one alone since Hickman relaunched Avengers. The fourth outer space type
threat
to affect the Earth. Because first you had the Ex Nihilo and whatever his sister's name was. Yeah. Then you had the Mapmakers. Then you had the Builders in Infinity. And now it's this high priests of something coming. And it's like, okay, it's the same thing. You know, it's enough.
That's what
I don't feel too bad that I'm falling off after Infinity.
No.
Is Avengers World Hickman?
Well, there's only been one issue since. Yeah, Avengers World is also Hickman, but it's also Nick Spencer. So I have a feeling it might be a little more Nick Spencer than Hickman. Hickman may have plotted it with or
Hickman
had the idea.
Hickman likes big threats.
He does. And this, you know, it looks like there's three or four different things. But, you know, I was talking. Did you read Avengers leading before Infinity?
Yes.
Okay. So we were talking about this. Remember when Australia got taken over by all those, like, ants or whatever, and they were making... It was the communication center. What happened with that?
It's still there. Australia is
okay,
the communication
so,
center.
Okay, for what?
For ants.
Yeah, but I'm just saying. So it just, like,
so
there were a lot of big ideas that didn't really get played
Hank
out.
Pym, problem solved. You don't need a team. You need Hank Pym.
We'll just communicate with him.
So just a
he
lot...
He must have a real headache right now with that communication.
And I did read Avengers 25, which comes out next week. I read my digital preview.
And?
It's something you've never seen before.
Oh.
It's going to be very different. It's Avengers from the past come to the future.
Oh, I saw.
Yeah,
I heard about
or
that.
The present. Yes,
Avengers from the past.
He liked what Brad Michael Bendis did with X-Men. So
I was going to say. I think I read that one. It was called All New X-Men.
Yeah. So this is going to be All New Avengers.
So is there going to be like another Battle of the Atom, but it's going to be Battle of something else?
Right, Battle of the S.H.I.E.L.D.
Yeah.
No. No, it wasn't bad, and that's not really exactly what happened, but it's kind of what happens. So,
We already went into the future and saw the future Avengers.
That's true. That was with in Avengers number one a couple Avengers ago.
Which one?
Yeah. That was volume 16, number one. I don't know anymore.
Well, numbers don't matter.
Right, that's right.
Your numbers don't matter.
Dot what?
So, in Avengers Pineapple...
points matter.
Points, yeah.
Numbers don't.
Okay, Black Widow. So who read Black Widow number
didn't
one?
Didn't they say that, too? About the
none of you guys read Black Widow?
No.
No, why would we do that?
Because it was good. Well, the art was fantastic.
You said she had a cat.
She had a cat. Yes. And everybody's saying it's the next Hawkeye because she has a cat and he has
a dog.
So the art was...
Pizza cat?
No, that's too easy. More like...
Stromboli cat.
I was thinking like Stromboli. Artichoke
borscht.
Dip cat. Yeah.
She's Russian. It's borscht.
Okay.
If I had a cat, I'd name it Stromboli.
That's why you're not allowed to have a cat. but Phil Noto's art was beautiful. The story was fine. It's just it's kind of rehashing... She's an assassin with a heart of gold, and she doesn't mean to do all these bad things, and she feels bad about it.
Wasn't that Wolverine? Wolverine was feeling bad about doing all this stuff too.
Maybe, but so that's kind of she's trying to get from the red to the get her moral compass into the black. So she's doing these missions, assassinating people, but for a good cause.
She donates her body.
She donates all the money she earns. Yes.
Starving kids in Africa.
So I don't know quite
Here's
where this is going, but I enjoyed the first one. Walking Dead 119, I read.
I read that one.
I'm still waiting for All Out War, and we're four issues in. This is the fifth issue.
It's kind of a slow burn. Well, because 118, there was some action.
Yeah, and then they retreated, and now they're kind of licking their wounds. And now, yes, Negan did show up again at the end, but it's just, I don't know,
moving a little slow. I kind of like that tactic. It was okay.
Mm-hmm. We've been leading up for this war for like a year now.
Mm-hmm. What, since issue 100? I mean, that's when he was unveiled. And
yeah. So I was telling people today that I was going to say bad things about DC. And here it comes. I think Justice League of America, I think they've killed the book. Which I feel sad about, because it was a book that had a lot of potential. But this Forever Evil tie-ins. I read 10 and 11 back-to-back last night.
11 is the one that came out today, right?
Yeah, 11 came out today. But 10 was all about Stargirl wanting to go back to her family and him pulling her out of the dream. And, like, the entire issue, and it was just it didn't get anywhere. And then I didn't honestly read 11. I flipped through it because it looked to be the exact opposite. All of a sudden, Martian Manhunter is thinking about his family, and Stargirl's trying to pull him out of it. And I was just like, oh my god, this is since Stargirl in the very first issue of this went into the prison and saw everybody, and that was interesting. And then since then, it's been nothing has happened.
Well, they had a good structure with Forever Evil, and we've talked about this a couple times. And I know Rogue's Rebellion came out today, which and I haven't read that yet, but I like those side stories.
Yeah,
I like Arkham War.
Yeah,
Arkham War was pretty good. I like where that's going, especially with him in the bat costume now. You know, you have the main Forever Evil.
Which is
good, but I think the last one seemed a little bit of a stall.
With comic book writers recently, is they just drag out a story that they're trying to tell.
But yeah, this
instead
one
instead of having these issues with a pretty good equal amount of interesting something going on, you know.
But I wonder how much of that is editorial saying, "Hey, we need six issues of this." I know you have a five-issue story. Figure out how to make it six.
Well, I think that has a lot to do with it. I think they're trying to drag it out because of Forever Evil. They want this many issues for Forever Evil. Thus, okay, keep Justice League going because we can't tell any other story until Forever Evil's done.
But this, that one's okay, only in the sense that it's telling the history, you know, the backstory on some of the bad guys. But this one just seems to, it's just going nowhere. And I'm frustrated. And then I think it's going
to
lose.
I figured they'd be after trying to figure out where, what's his name? The Firestorm.
Well, I think at the end of 11, I think just flipping through it, it looks like Martian Manhunter finally goes, "Oh my gosh, the prison is Firestorm."
It's we like, all knew that,
for right? And
that was
the whole point.
Issue 8, I think we figured that out.
Yeah, so it's just one of those. Okay, this is just this one is dragging, and I think the Blight storyline is dragging because it's going through so many books, and again, in that one. Nothing's happening.
I don't understand how they escaped from the prison without Nightstorm or Firestorm being there. Well, what's the girl's name?
Stargirl?
Stargirl. And
I don't know if she's really out. I don't know. I can't tell what's going on.
Yeah.
It's very confusing. I'm horribly confused by that book. And I just... It's not compelling. It doesn't make me want to pick up the next one. That's why it took me so long to read number 10.
It's not going to matter because it's going to be in Canada.
Right. And they're going to escape and get to Canada. But at least then Lemire's taken over, so that gives me hope. But and then I read Justice League 3000 today, and I like that book. I like it because it's different. It doesn't tie in with anything. I'm enjoying just the way they're going about it. It's basically Justice League Wrong. They've somehow, we don't know exactly how yet, but they've kind of reincarnated Superman, Batman, Green Lantern, Wonder Woman, and Flash in the year 3000. But you have a Batman who didn't lose his parents. You have a Superman who was never raised by the Kents. All these things that never happened. But then it also turns out that they don't exactly have the same powers. That's what you learn in number 2, is that Green Lantern doesn't have a ring. Superman can't fly. His memories are flying,
but
he can't fly. Which is kind of funny, because in some situations he tries.
That could go really bad.
Yes, when you jump out of a spaceship, yes. Or not a spaceship.
Batman has no money.
Well, I don't know about that. But but it's interesting, and I like it because it's different. There's a big bad who hasn't been revealed yet, just they keep calling him the Five. So you don't know exactly who they are. But I've enjoyed it.
Are the Wonder Twins really the Wonder Twins?
I don't think so, no. I think they just call them that because they are twins.
Do they have a monkey?
They don't have a monkey. No. Not that funny. I've seen.
Gleek was the heart Maybe he's of the bad yeah. Super Friends.
Gleek is the bad guy.
Could be. You may have caught on. But I like it. It's GM DeMatteis, who I do very much like, and the art's good. And there was a lot of story. That's something else somebody mentioned about number one.
There was a lot
in there. And same with number two. There's a lot of story in there, where so many of these books, you know, you're done very quickly. There was a lot in there, so I did enjoy that a lot. And then the big book of the week, I almost forgot to write this one down.
SpongeBob?
Because I actually read it here at the store, so I didn't take one home to look
at.
Must
be SpongeBob.
It was not. It was Miracle Man number one. Which, the story was fine. It was just weird. You got an old reprint. It said Miracle Man number one, but I don't think it was. But basically, it kind of lets you know who all the characters... It was just kind of like a random story. But it introduces you to Miracle Man, Kid Miracle Man, and Young Miracle Man. As they deal with the bad guy. And then it segues into the Alan Moore number one. I'm sorry, the original writer number one. And tells that first issue. And then it goes into some interviews. And then the last third of it is just some black and white reprints of some older stuff that I don't know if it had any purpose or anything. So there were a lot of pages. There wasn't a lot of story. I think the real Alan Moore thing that people are getting it for was only 14 pages long. And it was fine. My only problem is, and it's kind of funny that Marvel is publishing this, because when Paul Jenkins did The Sentry, he basically stole the Miracle Man idea. It's basically the story of a guy. It's the Shazam story. It's a guy who's a kid, but when he says the word, he becomes a superhero. He becomes Superman or Miracle Man. But now something has happened in the past and he forgot. And so all of a sudden he's having these dreams of all these people. He doesn't remember them, but it's clearly Young Miracle Man and Kid Miracle Man and something happening. And then all of a sudden he remembers the word and he becomes Miracle Man and he's trying to figure out what's going on. But it definitely had a lot of Sentry. Sentry took a lot from the story. So it's just funny that's Marvel. So hopefully we'll never have Miracle Man and Sentry in the same.
That's how Century, but, oh yeah, Century was like.
Yeah, where he couldn't remember, and then all of a sudden he did. But yeah. Remember there was his little buddy who got hurt and stuff. So there was a lot of that. My only concern is a $6 book. The rest are going to be $5. And they kind of half announced, they didn't really announce, but it's up on Amazon, that the first hardcover is going to be out. It's going to be the first 4 issues, and it's going to be $30. So I'm like, this is going to be a very expensive series. And I just don't know if that's the right tactic to do on this.
Would it have been better to do as a trade?
I think it would have been better just to come out flat with a trade, all the more stuff in one trade, than all the game and stuff up to date in the trade, and then let the others come out in issues.
Well,
I think they're going about it the wrong way.
Whoever plans this stuff doesn't do a good job.
It's not planned well to sell books. I mean, even the variants, a 1 in 100.
They're not wanting to sell books.
Well, 1 in 50, a 1 in 100, and 1 in 200 on a $6 book. No, I don't think anybody... Any store reasonably would have gone for those variants.
This is why the retailers just don't get along with Marvel, though. They just don't.
No, that's not why.
No,
sure
there's
talk
we'll
about
talk about
it's
that
not again. Why, but it doesn't. It's one of the pieces of it, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's just. I mean,
they
just
don't
overall,
want you guys to succeed.
Well, I don't care about us so much from their viewpoint, but I mean, they're just not going to sell a lot of copies of this book. Where if this was a $3.99, even just reprinting a little bit and the more stuff, I would have been selling a lot of them. But at $6, it's got to be something special. It's like that Marvel Point One, or I'm sorry, all new Marvel Point One that came out last week. It's a little promo book for all their new series, but at $6, nobody's buying it.
Remember back like when all the points they started doing the point issues, and everybody was we were talking about that saying, "Oh, this is weird and whatever and whatnot." And now it's like 10 times worse. I wish we had the points. Just the points.
Yeah. Well, we couldn't understand what the points were going to be.
Don't complain about what it is.
Don't you get the point?
Yeah. But speaking of points, I did read Thunderbolts All New Now number 1. Well, it was actually number 20. But it had a number 1 on the front because it was the start of a new storyline with Ghost Rider.
Ooh.
But it's Johnny Blaze Ghost Rider.
Ah.
And this was actually only the second issue of Thunderbolts I read. I read the first one. I went, eh. But it was fine. But there's no reason to make all the hype about it. It's the same team plus...
They still have the red
outfits? Well, Ghost Rider is helping them because...
Everybody likes red outfits.
Yeah.
They're trying to send a character to hell. So they figured, who do we know that we could send to hell? So they went and found Ghost Rider. And... That's about it.
Yeah.
And then Superior Spider-Man 25, which heralds the return of Peter Parker. Because like you said, you saw the...
Was that a hint? It was Harold?
No, it was not Harold. But
Harold Parker.
Harold Osborn.
You saw Peter was back, and he basically just said, I've been just hiding in the background all this time, just watching what was going on. Where you kind of go, okay.
Weird.
Yeah.
Is Dan Slott in this issue?
I didn't see him in it, no.
He should put himself
in it. I didn't see that girl you don't like either. She wasn't in it.
What?
Neither was Aunt May.
What's the girl I don't like? What's her name?
Anna.
That sounds right.
Anna Marie.
No. I don't mind her. The one I don't like, the cop.
Oh, the cop? You didn't say that.
Carly.
Oh, you don't like Carly? Well, she's definitely
I've
in it.
I've never liked Carly. In fact,
Carly.
If you go back in podcast, previous podcast.
You want to go back and listen to them all? No.
Last year podcast, you'll know I don't like
That's
Carly.
Still 52.
She's
you'd
a stupid
have to go
character, through. And she's pointless. The Dan Slott just keeps trying to rehash that character.
It's Carly Cooper. It's a cool name. It's like Stan Lee-ish because it's, you know, CC.
Yeah, CC.
She's like this cop who thinks she's, like,
the
better
bomb.
Than she is.
Well, CC, carbon copy.
Cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
She's cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs.
That's all I read. No, what did you read lately? Don't give me that.
I read everything that you read.
No, I said I read this, and you look at me and you go, I didn't read that.
I get my Marvel books, and you put them back and give me a bunch of DC
books. I do not.
What'd
you read? Good, Bad, Indifferent?
I read Blight, like you were talking about. Yeah, Blight's going on. I didn't like the Pandora issue, but then when they went back to the Phantom Stranger issue, it wasn't too bad.
Okay.
No, but I didn't like the Pandora issue because it was just the same thing that happened in the last issue.
That's what they seem to be. It's just not
getting
anywhere.
I don't understand why they did that exactly. But this one, the Phantom Stranger one, because it's kind of a Phantom Stranger story because the character, the bad guy is
somebody like some kid that he tried to help.
Yeah, do you read Phantom Stranger?
No.
That's why. He's like one of the main characters.
Oh, okay.
And Phantom Stranger. He was killed while babysitting his kids when the kids are kidnapped. And he goes to heaven to get his kids and his wife back, but it turns out they don't want to leave. So he decides to just bring the babysitter back, and he brings him with him.
Siri apparently has an opinion on this.
And we have a caller, yeah.
No.
Oddly enough, being that we're not live.
We're not live?
We're not live.
Well, I thought we were live.
We're alive. We're just not
we're
live.
We're alive?
Okay. Not the same.
We're recording
this
live.
Like a weird Twilight Zone.
It's not going online live. Because that
would be just
really
sit around
tough.
Podcasting yeah. all the time. That yeah. would be a weird podcast. Or Twilight Zone. Yeah, but I read that. It was alright. As you were talking about Walking Dead. I don't know. Walking Dead just takes forever.
So you only read the same exact books I read? That's crazy.
Maybe. I mean, I'm trying to think if there's anything else. I don't know. There hasn't been a lot out.
Okay.
Like Hawkeye was out.
I was a little surprised that, well, we'll get to Hawkeye. I'd only read 8 books in 2 weeks. That's kind of sucky.
That's kind of bad.
That's why I figured maybe you guys had read more. But
I read Batman.
Yeah, I did read a little bit of
Batman.
Detective Comics
number
27.
I did not get to that one yet. I'm waiting
for
that.
Yeah, I didn't read that. I read the Silent issue, which...
Yeah,
it was good.
Yeah, that was good.
I actually like these issues, but comic books, once in a while, they decide to write a book with no dialogue.
It can be interesting.
There's a Spider-Man issue that I like, that Nuff said. Mm-hmm. That was a Straczynski.
That was a whole month issue at Marvel. Every issue was silent that month.
Oh, really?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Yep.
I only knew that Spider-Man one.
I can't believe you didn't read Detective.
Pay attention, man. Well, no, it's one of those I want to make sure I have like an hour to sit down.
No, I didn't.
And enjoy.
Yeah,
no, I.
That's why
it was. Because it was.
There was a lot to it.
Yeah, there was a lot to that. It was like four stories or five.
What was kind of funny? I've been consciously trying to be kinder to Marvel, but this was one that was kind of funny because I was checking when I was checking in the books. The new Spider-Man trade came out, and it was very, very thin for $20. And I held it up next to the detective that was $8, and everybody was complaining if it was $8. I went, wow, look at that. It's like 10 more pages in the $20 hardcover trade.
Oh, I read Aquaman.
Okay. The new first one from Jeff Parker. Yeah. Okay.
It was good. I mean, it was pretty well good transition between writers. He's going up against what they're calling, basically, if you read what it says, it's a Kraken. But it's not spelled Kraken.
Oh, okay.
It's spelled with a Q, and I thought that was kind of weird.
The Kraken?
Kraken.
Well, I think it's a K, but I think the continent, like...
Okay.
Continent
I remember
something.
Long ago when they did the Wally West Flash early on, there was a character named Kilgore, but instead of a G, or instead of the G or the O, it was a percentage sign. I remember going, what the hell is that?
It's a percentage sign?
Yeah, it was, you know, 0/0.
Well, that's a letter,
apparently, or somebody made a mistake on the typewriter and they went with it. Yeah,
it's a letter in math.
Uh-huh. Math language. It's a universal language. Math.
Crazy.
I thought that was Klingon.
Crazy is a universal language. That's right.
Okay, what else, Pat? Since Adam didn't read anything.
Yeah, sure.
He doesn't even read comics
Aquaman.
Anymore. Okay.
Nobody
Aquaman.
Else read it.
It's in my pile. I have a very large pile.
I read Deadpool, which...
Deadpool Night of the Living Deadpool?
No.
Oh, okay.
That came out today.
Yes.
Well, I have to work. And then eat, and, you know, occasionally...
You read Spider-Man?
No, I didn't.
Oh, I thought you said you did.
No, I opened it.
Oh,
like,
you just opened...
I picked it up,
gotcha.
And I'm like, what?
Gotcha. Yeah, I thought you were saying you read it.
No, I haven't gotten a chance to read anything today.
Okay. Well, I'm sorry.
But
I misunderstood.
Deadpool last week.
You've ruined everything, Colin.
Yeah, probably.
And that's a podcast.
That's a podcast. That's it.
So
That's
tune in for the Gorilla Bob show. Max.
What the hell else did I read? So I read the Arkham War, which that actually
I read that.
Could keep going with that.
Yeah.
Although
they might. There's something about a Bane.
Bane versus Batman.
Yeah.
Saw that. And then going back to the Dark Knight, they had a story that was supposed to be part of Gothtopia.
Well, I think that's what this is. I actually think that's what Arkham Horror is going to lead into, is Gothtopia.
Well, no, because this, it seemed like it was more of a fantasy. It was a hallucination brought on by Poison Ivy.
Yeah, then there was the Batgirl this week has her in a... It's a Gothtopia tie-in, and it has her in a white costume.
Yeah.
Saying, same hero, different world, or something like that on the cover.
Yeah.
See, I thought she was just going to change her outfit because of...
She's a White Lantern.
She's trying to start, like, new.
Right. Some people did wonder that. I was like, is she a White Lantern? I'm like, they don't tell me these things.
And then I read Green Lantern last week, too, which, I don't know. I'm getting kind of tired of, you know... Hey, we're the Green Lanterns. We're the only ones that can use light. No one can use light.
Yeah,
and then half of them don't want to use light. And isn't that the whole point of the Green Lantern book?
What Green Lantern? They're going up against these villains that are basically. You remember Doctor Who? The episode. Was it the Day of the Doctor? The one with all the doctors?
Yeah.
You remember they were going up against, like, these shapeshifters?
Mm-hmm.
That's basically
what
they're going after.
Okay.
Up against are these shapeshifters that have basically infiltrated.
Yeah.
It looks like they're trying to infiltrate the Green Lantern.
But what I didn't... You know, there were people that knew that wasn't Hal Jordan. Yeah. So, Hal Jordan, who wasn't, it was a clone, you know, basically went out and, you know, said, we are the law, you're, you know, all that. And it's like... Okay, really?
Yeah.
Doing the Judge Dredd thing? What?
Yeah, kind of.
They were space Hitlers.
Well,
even though the little blue space Hitlers were gone.
Yeah. Another larger green ones.
Those guys.
So.
Okay.
That's all the new stuff I read.
Okay.
I read Swamp Thing. It was good.
That's what I've been hearing. I got to get back on Swamp Thing.
Yeah.
It's the I have them. They're
it's,
just...
It's kind of... You wouldn't think... You think you'd be reading the same thing, because it's basically... It's not about the rot taking over. It's about the green trying to take over.
Okay.
And which is funny, because in Animal Man, the red's trying to take over. So...
So maybe we need the rot to come in and clean house.
I'm starting to wonder. They're a little... I don't know. I read Animal Man as well. And Animal Man, he... I think it was the issue before this one. He's, like, transported to some alien world or something. And, like, he's battling. But he can't, like... There are no animals that he knows in space. So he has to harness abilities of aliens.
Right, they've done that before.
Yeah, and I guess... It's like, but it got in the way of the main story. Like, it has something to do with this story, but like the story going on in Animal Man is that Brother Blood has kind of taken over the Red.
Okay.
And he, he's helped in doing this by one of the Parliament, or whatever I think they're called, a Parliament of the Red.
Okay.
And that too, as well as Green. And they think that he should be the new. Avatar.
Okay.
But basically that's the same thing that's happening in Swamp Thing, is the Cedar has taken over the mantle of Swamp Thing, and then Swamp Thing can't leave the Green.
Okay.
He's wanting to stop them and become again, you know, the Avatar or the Guardian, okay, or whatever he is. But it's kind of the same thing, so I mean, it's still, it's good, it's just, I don't know why they're doing the exact same thing, and then I guess Animal Man's gonna be ending soon.
Right.
Which I was surprised about, to tell you the truth. What's wrong?
No, a fire truck just pulled in the parking lot, not mine, but down by Century Sports. Maybe it's just turning around, I don't know, but that was just a little...
Were you still open?
Yeah, you want to click that.
I can click that.
Cool. Well, I just have one more thing to talk about.
Comic books?
No, this is good.
Listen, like I said, I've been trying to be more positive towards Marvel, but I did post something online just to kind of hopefully explain my position a little better, and I think it kind of shows Marvel's opinion of things, because they sent out a copy of Deadpool the Gauntlet number one for us to give out. Now, Deadpool the Gauntlet is a Marvel Infinity comic digital online thing. It's going to be 13 parts. It might eventually be collected in a trade, but right now it's nothing I can sell, nothing that has anything to do with me. But they sent it out to us asking us to give it away. And so they did. So that, you know, they sent it out. I, you know, pay to ship it out here, and, you know, takes time to count it in and, you know, set it aside and everything. And then as I open it up and read the little intro, now to be fair, someone else, another retailer, posted this online. I didn't Getting to that on Tuesday was not my priority, reading the free Deadpool book. But there's a little blurb at the beginning where Deadpool's talking. Well, no, I don't read anything Tuesday during the day. But, well, that's not true. I read Miracle Man because I had to read what it was all about. But in one of the blurbs, it makes a comment that this is, you're holding in your hands this Infinity digital comic that we've backward engineered to the dead and dying print, or to, you know, the dead and dying part of, or your print
media.
And it's like, and then it, you know, a little asterisk, and then down at the bottom it says it's a joke. But it was just one of those, wow. It's one thing to think that. It's another thing to say it.
Yeah.
And it's another thing to say it in a book you're asking me to give, to hand out to people.
Yeah.
I equated it on the Facebook page in the comments, to taking something to a movie theater to promote Netflix, and then in it having it say, you know, why are you sitting in this theater? You could be sitting on your sofa watching this movie cheaper. Yeah. And it's just like, and then be, you know, not understand why the movie theater wouldn't want to give that out. And it was just one of those.
I don't get it. Why
would you put that in something? You know, the just kidding doesn't really make it all right. And just the fact that you'd put that in, out into our hands, expecting us to give this to people, just seemed wrong in so many senses.
He's not serious.
But the best part was they misspelled infinite, which I enjoyed. greatly, especially if you take that third eye out of Infinite. You pronounce it as Infant. And that's pretty much what Marvel is being.
It's kind of funny, though, because a couple weeks ago they pulled all their books from chains.
Right.
And so it's now direct dish and only. So I got to come to your shop to buy a Marvel book.
Right.
And now they're bashing your store. And granted, you've been bashing them for a while.
Right.
But
again,
they're now bashing you.
Right.
You're now bashing. Exactly. But they're now bashing you.
They're so mad at me. Yeah.
You know, okay.
They're mad at Colin for selling their books.
Right. No, and like I said, it's not the books themselves that I have a problem with. It's just the way the companies run, and I feel the company's attitude. Just to give a little more, every year I go to the Comics Pro meeting and I talk about it. It's down in Atlanta again this year. And so I'm going, it's the end of February. Marvel's not even showing up. They feel so that we're, you know, of no importance to them that they're not even bothering to show up. DC, on the other hand, sponsors a whole day where they feed us and they have a whole day to sit and talk with us. You know, the question, you know, there's a lot of back and forth, a lot of information passed. But Marvel doesn't even feel that it's worth their time even coming to this meeting. And it's just how they are. They're number one right now. But I don't know. They just don't seem to be trying. They seem to feel that they're number one, and they're just kind of rolling with it.
I think they feel like they don't have to.
Right.
Yeah, they're resting on their laurels.
Yeah.
I think it had to happen before. Like, I think they're getting too big for their britches. That it's going to crash and burn after a while. Because I think, first of all, as I've been saying for a long time, I'm starting to actually get kind of tired of superhero movies. I've actually bought Iron Man 3.
Okay.
I saw it in theaters, and
yeah.
I have yet to watch it.
Yeah.
I just don't have any interest in watching it. I saw it once, and I'm just like, I didn't mind it. It was okay.
Yeah.
It was entertaining. But it's not something I'm going to stick in and be like, oh, I got to watch this.
Yeah.
It wasn't that. Didn't have that much of an impact on me. And then I'm looking at these Avengers movies coming out, and I'm like, I'm kind of done with this. Like, this is all the theater is anymore. And I think this is going to crash and burn.
Well, I think they're taking this. Everything is building off the success of Avengers. But Avengers, it was like the first big team movie from all these characters that you'd had and other things. But I don't see, Avengers 2 is probably going to do as well,
yeah,
box office, because people are going to, you know, go and see it. But I definitely think, you know, it's going to get, you know, they need to keep it fresh and everything.
Well, you know what?
What they need to make is a Hawkeye movie based off the Hawkeye book. Get something a little more smaller, personal. I think that would work.
Well, I've read these books for a while before the movie. Well, while the movies were coming out too, and I didn't go see the movies because. I didn't, like, go see the movies and go read the books. I read the books and I go see the movies. And when these books start turning into the movies, that's where my interest is lost. And that's where they're starting to focus a lot of this stuff onto. It's starting to feel like the movies. They're bringing out characters from the movies. Like, I hear you see so much about Loki anymore, and I'm just like, I don't care. You know, Loki was not
ladies
that much of an
love
interest.
Loki.
They never even used Loki that much not that long ago. I mean, he was dead for, like, what, 10 years he was gone.
Yeah.
They just don't use him, and they didn't use him that much in the past, you know, I know he was like the Avengers' first bad guy that they fought, but still, I'm not that interested in it. I think they're just, I don't know, I'm not interested in reading Avengers. For me, and I know a lot of people, they don't, maybe some people, don't, it doesn't bother them, but when I read stuff like, these are the books written by the best artists and creators in comic books, I look at that and I'm like, that's a big load. And it turns me off from the comics. It really does. Their advertising doesn't work on me. And I mean, maybe it's working on people and it's fine. And maybe people are going to see the movies and reading these books, but I seriously doubt it because I'd be horribly confused if I knew nothing about this after seeing the movies. I'd be better off going and seeing the movie and asking for old comic books than I would be reading new Marvel.
Well, I think part of their problem, too, is everything is hype. Like,
yeah,
all new Marvel now, all these new number ones, and you can't necessarily focus on one area or one thing.
It seems like that's how they're marketing. Like, it's
just
they
throwing
want
everything out there. Yeah,
like, big, now, you know, capital letters.
Yeah.
Everything has to be big, and I'm just like, Marvel, it's not big. It's a very, I don't know. For me, it's that's why I liked about Marvel is everything was basically these independent characters. They had issues. Mm-hmm. They had problems.
Yeah.
And it just doesn't feel gods. Like that. But yeah, we can't. I can't believe that the Avengers can fight these huge, huge threats. That
in outer space, few of them can fly.
Yeah. Yeah, and like Captain America, he does good against like threats like terrorist groups and stuff like that. The Avengers are going up against these type of bad guys. But when they're just this big, I mean, I can see the Justice League going after that. But they have Superman, of course he is, and they have Green Lantern. So they can go up against threats like that. But that's not why I read Marvel.
Right. You didn't, yeah.
And
I wish they...
I feel like they're cutting their nose to spite their face. They're trying to bring in these news people, but they're going to lose their old people.
Yeah.
Yeah. And all this number one stuff is driving me a little nuts. And the fake number ones and
I don't even
relaunches.
Have to collect Marvel anymore.
So but I just really wish they just get back to just writing the good story. It doesn't have to be hype. It doesn't have to be, you know, think just, you know.
I feel like
that's exactly right. Because The Flash, that sells the first issue. But if the story's not good, I'm not sticking around.
But even like Amazing X-Men, you know, it had all the hype behind it and everything. By issue number 3 that came out today, isn't selling that much. You know, I'm looking at stuff like I have Mighty Avengers that had all that hype around it. I think the next issue is shipping next week.
You know, the...
And I ordered 9 copies of an Avengers book. That's
insane. But there's also, what, 8 Avengers books out?
Yeah. But just to give you an idea, I order 18 copies of Supergirl. I use Supergirl as an example in a lot of cases just because she's a C-list character.
Yeah.
Because I can't even say Superman's an A-list book anymore. It's pretty much a B book right now.
Yeah.
So it's a subset of that. So it's and the people that get Supergirl are just kind of the hardcore, not even Superman fans, but you know, it's a book that you can dismiss easily and go, oh, that's Supergirl. I don't read that.
I can honestly say the only reason why I read it was when we were here one time, my son wanted it, and I think it's just because it's a hot girl on the cover.
Yeah.
Whatever, he's a teenager, I don't care. But I took it home and I read it.
Okay.
And I'm like, okay, yeah, fine, but I've read this before. I mean, you know, the story didn't really enthrall me or anything else, although I'm curious to see her as a Red Lantern in a couple months.
Sure.
Yeah, but, I was talk about that.
Yeah,
but
yeah, that and that might bunch it up a little bit. But I'm just saying, so if I'm ordering 18 of that, but then I'm looking, I only ordered 20 copies of All New Invaders. You know, and just, you know, FF.
But that's a weird book to gauge, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely. But I'm just saying, yeah, Captain America, I'm ordering 17. So I'm ordering one less Captain America than Supergirl. With the Captain America movie coming out in 3
April,
months.
Yeah.
You know, this is just, all their hype isn't corresponding to sales, and they lose people very quickly, and then sadly their answer for that is not bring on a new writer or a new storyline or something. It's to relaunch a new number one, probably with the exact same creative team, thinking that number one is going to cure all the problems.
And it does short term.
And then little things like I'm looking, next week we have all new X-Factor came out last week, number 2 ships next week. Well, that means I had no time to gauge how... Did people like number one? Yes? No? I don't know.
Did people like number one?
I haven't heard back. It's been a week. People didn't get back to me and say, I really like this, add it to my thing. Well, by the time number 2 comes out...
Yeah.
I mean, it's good in the sense that you're not going to forget. You're going to like, oh, I liked number 1, and you know to get it. But same thing, Black Widow 2 is coming out. Avengers World, you know, all the number 1s that came out, all of a sudden the number 2s are coming out right away. It makes it very difficult to order these, and ones that didn't do well... I'm going to have way too many of, and ones that did well, like X-Factor that I sold out of, well, I sold out of 20. Is 17 enough? Yeah. But you always, you know, you hedge
down a little.
You know you're
going to have some drop off, but
right.
You don't know how much.
Exactly. And, of course, they sold out a number one already.
Right.
So they're going to sell out a number 2, and, you know.
I think just planning is – planning and I don't know. Planning seems to be their downfall right
now
because but I don't think they're doing it right. I think they're too. Their eyes are too big because of the movies.
Yeah,
I think
I think the comic guys are taking the success of the movies as their success,
yeah.
And that they
and it's,
they're yeah. winning when they're not winning.
But, and I think it's gonna that's gonna hurt them because people like me that all that was on my list was Marvel books is now all DC because I'm trying to find something that's just simple and not have anything to do with movies, and at least DC isn't doing that.
My wife actually commented about that to me because a year ago I was reading almost all Marvel. I mean, I read Batman and I read Green Lantern, and that was really it. And now it's the polar opposite.
That was exactly
like,
me.
So, and I've heard that, I mean, like Chad, is cut all his Marvel books. And I can't think it's me, because I do hear that oh, you're so anti-Marvel, and you don't know, Wonder Marvel's not doing well here. And I don't, like I said, it's not the books themselves. My problem is with Marvel Company and little things like this Deadpool stunt.
Yeah.
And my other problem I wanted to mention about that is it's one of those things, you start saying something enough, uh-huh. and it becomes true. You know, and if, so you keep saying, oh, Print's dead and dying, and now even the comic book company is saying Print is dead and dying, people are going to start thinking Print is dying. I'm going to stop reading comics. And you just, you know, why would you put something like that out there? I don't, it just doesn't make sense. That was my other big problem. Oh, it's Deadpool. He's funny. Okay, but it's not funny. Show me where it's funny.
But the other piece of that is he's the character that breaks the fourth wall and actually talks to you, the reader.
Right.
So it is, but it's almost, it's not. It's them saying it, but no, we're not.
Or is it more their digital comic editor or writer saying, you know, what can we do? And, you know, that's great. You know, like you're saying, schedule. Schedule isn't a problem for digital. Throw it up there whenever. Nobody cares. So it just, I don't want to say it stung, or like even, you know, Bleeding Cool did a thing, you know, and the people, I was reading the comments and I was tempted to comment, but I decided to stay off. It's like, oh, these guys getting all upset. I'm like, I'm not upset. I'm just, I don't know what, perturbed? Might that be a better word? Where you're just like, why would you do that?
You know, here's the thing and about what if people will do is tell you that you're negative against Marvel. And I've said it before is that really when I come in here, I make the choice of what book. Mm-hmm. I'm going to get. Now, you can persuade me into getting something, mm-hmm. but in the end, it's my choice, and that's what I do. And when I first started coming here, actually, you weren't totally fond of what was happening with DC.
No, DC wasn't doing well.
And none of their books were doing that well, but you weren't really that much into Marvel either at the time, because I don't think either one of them was doing it. I think after a while, I think Marvel needed to switch it up, and, you know, I wish they would go back to what
new
they
number
were doing.
One. New number one?
Now I think it's worse than before, because at least the characters with Ed Brubaker writing Captain America, you got a good Captain America story with... Bendis just took the franchise of Avengers. You had your Spider-Man stories, and you know, with you just had characters being written,
right.
And now they're not doing that. They're trying to copy whatever they're trying to get. But back to what I was saying, though, I don't think that you really make that decision for me. Now, yeah, I read more DC coming here, but I think that was just a coincidence that after a while of reading Marvel, I was just like, you know, I'm not enjoying this. This isn't. You know, and that's all that was on my list.
I picked up more DC not based off of a recommendation. It was, you know, I read Batman, I read Green Lantern, said, these are well written, I like what I'm reading.
Yeah.
Let me try, you know, one of the other books. And then, you know, I think I picked up Flash. You were having a dollar box there or something like that, and it was Flash. And mm-hmm. So I started reading Flash. And, it wasn't anything you said. It was these stories are more compelling, whereas the Marvel stories, I think, now are more monotonous. Infinity, you know, from when the Avengers and the New Avengers were rebooted last year, at the beginning of last year, to now, it seemed like one long continuous story, which is fine. Some people like that. Mm-hmm. But it was 24 issues in a year, which got expensive.
Yeah, at $4 a pop.
Right, and you know, then it got to the point after Infinity was over, I was like, okay, I can drop this book now because the storyline is really over, but it sounds like it's not. It just continues on and on and on, and I'm like,
but
I mean, want to keep paying $8 a month for this
story. You know who started that, really, is Bendis. Bendis went after, because they kept him on that Avengers franchise, then all the events, of course, were going to be Avengers events.
But even after AVX, it wasn't like that. I really think it was after Marvel now started that was...
You know why? Because AVX...
Well, he moved to X-Men after AVX.
Well, yeah, he moved to that. But Marvel was derailed by all the stuff. Really, at that point of AVX, and then they had... that's weird. Is it Scott Snyder? It's his birthday.
I did hear that. That's
today's Scott Snyder's birthday. Happy birthday.
It's MM.
No, it's... Somebody calling to tell me that I won a free trip.
A trip to where?
I don't know.
Oh, you got...
New York City.
Oh, boy, you're going to Disney World. We have something to talk about.
That's why I wasn't paying attention when you said that. I was like, I don't know. I really don't. The thing that brought me into getting more DC truly was New 52. And the reason I did that, because I looked at Marvel and I said, this is getting complicated, and this isn't.
This is simple.
And I can read this, and it's a good jumping on point. And I took it. And that's why I did it. And what it did concern me when you first mentioned it, because you were a little concerned about it when they first started doing that.
What the?
When they were going to do 52? The reboot.
Yeah.
And well, you were concerned unknown. Also because of the digital stuff.
Well, yeah.
They were talking a lot about that.
Yeah.
And, but, you know, it was a point for me to jump onto it. But I was concerned about Batman and Green Lantern because I was like, what are they going to do with that? And Green Lantern, they didn't really do anything with because it seems to be the same. But I think they're trying to, they're having a hard time fitting him into where he's supposed to be because they're keeping him out of everything. And then Batman, they did kind of. So it's been a little different. But I've had my ups and downs with them. But the thing about Marvel isn't necessarily for me all about the story.
Guy's walking his bear.
That's a big dog. He's looking at us. What? Don't bark at me.
He's like, what are they doing in there?
He's barking at you.
Nuh-uh.
Uh-huh.
He smelled, I forgot your dog's name. Maggie. Maggie. I was going to call it Sandy, and that's your wife's.
and that's podcast.
We didn't know. Well, no, I knew, we did know a dog named Sandy.
Oh, okay.
That's podcast.
No, it's not, because I want to talk about what's coming next week, but then we'll wrap up. So we got all new Invaders number one. People are excited about this. Somebody excited about this? Maybe?
I don't know.
I don't know either.
I'm still kind of curious. Because as I said, it's James Robertson, right?
Yeah.
I'm sure his mom's excited about it.
She's like, oh, he's making another book.
But I kind of get the feeling this is out there because they're doing, because of the Cap movie. I don't think anybody sat down and went, we need a new Invaders book.
They didn't even try to do the Invaders on the Cap movie.
Now, one thing I'm enjoying
But there's also the Winter Soldier has his... There's a miniseries coming out on that. That makes more sense as a tie-in to the Cap movie. Yeah.
But so we have all new Invaders, all new X-Factor, all new X-Men. Noticing a trend here?
It's all new.
There's a Ghost Rider book coming out. Know what it's called?
All new Ghost Rider.
That is.
You know what? It's funny. It's funny because it's called all new, but it's really all the same.
Yeah. But, you know, it gets you up further ahead in the phone book. So.
they got to work on that all new thing, though. It's kind of like the new 52. It's 3 years old now, and there's not 52 of them, so figure it out.
Avengers 25, Avengers World number 2. I'm not sure what this is, but I ordered 10 of them, so it must
be
something.
It's not all new Avengers but World number 2, because there wasn't an old one.
No, no. But it is, afterwards, it has ANMN, meaning All New Marvel Now.
Ooh.
There's a book called Badass coming out.
I'm a badass.
That's pretty badass.
Yeah, it is. Batman 27. Black Widow number 2, so they're coming out like crazy.
Isn't that what BAMF was?
BAMF?
Badass.
Because it said BAMF and it's Nightcrawler.
And this one, this is coming out from our friends at Action Lab. Bo Plushy Gangsta, number 1.
Oh,
what?
I know. Dead Body Road, number 2. Number 1 was good.
We do have friends at Action Lab.
That was Justin Jordan image book. Deadly Class is the new Rick Remender image book, which was quite interesting about this guy trying to find himself, and he kind of gets recruited by these people that have a class for assassins.
Hmm.
So it's a deadly class. But it was good.
Did you take that at community college?
Yes. Cool. No, it's only in San Francisco in a special back room.
Harley that sounds really uncomfortable.
Harley Quinn, number 2. Hawkeye 16.
Wow.
Justice League of America.
Wow. Was that 2 months? Hawkeye?
Yeah.
Did that skip a number? Was the last
it didn't 15? Skip a number.
It feels
but
like it did because it's the same issue.
This really one was supposed to be out in December. The dog issue. So, new My Little Pony book. I know Adam's excited about that.
He's a brownie.
Pretty Deadly, which has been interesting. One you kind of almost have to read in bulk. I still am not figuring everything out. Scribblenauts Unmasked.
Oh.
Crisis of Imagination.
Scribblenauts is a fun game.
Unwritten Volume 2, number 1. First one of that is coming out. And then Walking Dead 120. So. The war continues.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
Something's going to happen.
Eventually.
Something will happen.
Look,
that's what it'll say at the top. Something, it will happen.
Dun, dun, dun.
Wait till they get to issue 200. You thought issue 100 was bad.
That's what they can put in the book. You thought issue this was bad.
You thought this was bad? This is worse.
This is worse than that.
Okay, so that's what we got.
It had Marvel on the top. People would buy it.
Probably.
All new Walking Dead, number one dot now.
They're losing their zombies.
It should say? It should say, the new Marvel book should say, we're stealing your money. All right, at the top. And then when people are just like, okay.
You're paying for the new Star
Wars.
See,
you're being even more negative than I am. Just stop.
You're
no
paying
more
for
bashing.
The new Star Wars.
No, I'm
you
saying that that's
yet.
Basically, they're all cash grabs, pretty much.
Okay. Well, we'll talk at you next week. See ya.
Faster than a bullet, leaping buildings in a single bound. Came from out the shadows, cause that's how we get down. I'm in your town. Walk between billionaires and evil scientists. Sorcerer supreme, all the teenagers are buying this. Gamma radiation, nobody could mess with this. Hold steady with venomous symbiotes in my penmanship. Your friendly neighborhood MC back on the scene. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry, all I'm seeing is green and red and blue. I hold the shield for America with a soldier out Siberia. Rocking any microphone that's nearly a clobbering it till in the coffin you sit. Agenda for extinction, bring out the horsemen of the apocalypse. Part of an evil brotherhood, acolytes that believe. Super friends who make beats and cats that MC. It's the area code to the planet that we protect. The infinity watch is now back in effect. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616. My ruby quartz shades and my colored rings. Laser scope rifles ain't concerned with the mother thing. These rappers wanna talk about ice chains and fancy cars. Me, I'm trying to build mansion in Asgard. And from the Hellfire Society studio with Cerebro. Mind patterns and rhyme cause I rap about what I feel though. You hear the rhythm and you're hearing the track. I'm here to take it back to days of future past in my raps. I'm the Stan Lee of the streets. Demand things when I speak like your attention and respect when I jam these in the beats. And my tape deck pops, my mixtape still rock. They're in your system, that's what Soundwave's telling me on the block. Ricky Bobby Drake's the only ice that I rock with. And mental telepathy is the only style that I talk with. Close your eyes, you can listen up in your mind. During this song, been freestyling there the whole time. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's scheming on that doomsday tip. That's how we do it. Superpowered MC who can spit. That's how we do it. Superhuman on these tracks that I flip. Yeah, cause you ain't seen it quite like this. Because that's how we do it in the 616.
Hey yo Vince, drop the beat out. I wanna go Pietro on these cats. Right? Yeah.
Spitting a rhythm that nobody's getting. I'm down to the infinite watches. The wisdom will baffle these limited children. I'm ripping tracks. I go Mark 5 with a power pack. Hawkeye, what I'm aiming at. Stop time, watch your chain react. Can't lie, I'm a brainiac. Little they know, I'm still in the show. I'm filling the streets, unlimited flow. The second of Doc Ock when I'm killing it, yo. Please, shots to your chest. You're rocking a vest like Cable did. I'm hungry as Wally West at a kitchen table. Nobody will save you, kid. I'm Frank with a gun. I'm Hank with his son. I'm Rob when I skip lunch eating rappers, man. So thanks for the gum. I'm Stark's wallet back before all these banks had a run. I'm Lex Luthor when I rap. I'm trying to blank out the sun. Cause all I see are friendly faces and shifty eyes. Keeping these anonymous commenters honest. Making them realize. You love to hate me on the net when I drop. That's why you get no love when you're up on my block. Now, put your hands up like this. For all the vigilantes in the streets taking a risk. For all the heroes undercover ducking, pressing the pigs. For all the villains that he's